I always try to make sure my phone's 100% when I leave the house. Doesn't matter where I'm going. I'm going to the grocery store. I'm coming to work. I'm traveling. Uh-huh. It's always 100%.
Do you have a charger in your car?
I have a charger in my car.
Do you have a charger in your office?
I do not have a charger in my office.
Ooh.
Just at home and in my car.
I got you there.
Because again, I try to leave home with a 100% phone. So that brings up my question today that I'd love to hear from our listeners. And of course, I want to get your opinion on. What is the lowest that you will let your battery go down to on your phone before you are looking for a charger?
I think let is a word we shouldn't be using in this scenario, because there's times where you have to let it get low because your phone is your life, or there's times where you just let it get low because you're too lazy to get up and put it in the charger or find one or do whatever.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
And I won't lie to you. Last night, I was in bed till about 11:30 at night. I call it working and then socializing.
Uh-huh. Sure you do, yeah.
But I did not want to plug in my phone because my daughter stole my really long charger. I have a long one.
Like
a 6 foot one.
I have one of those too, yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, they're good.
You can get wrapped up in it though sometimes.
You gotta
so
be
don't
careful.
Fall asleep with your phone in your bed.
No.
So she took that one. I can't find it and I had to use a short one.
Yeah.
So I'm in my bed. I'm like leaning on the edge of my bed while the phone's in the charger. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So I took it off so I could lay in my bed with my phone in my position that I like to have it in.
But at that point, your phone's
already... But at
that
point, last night, my phone got down to 2% before I even popped it back on the charger, you guys. 2%.
So, but do you typically let it get down that low, or that was just one instance where you let it get that low?
I don't have the OCD about the phone getting as low as I do my gas tank.
Wow.
My gas tank goes
below
half.
What about your gas tank?
My gas tank, I'm getting better. But it used to be when my gas tank would go below a half, I would go fill up right away. Just a little bit below a half.
I'm kind of that way with my gas tank anymore. I let it get to like a quarter of a tank.
I heard it's
before.
Not that good for you to keep filling it at a half because you never get rid of that old gas that's
right.
sitting.
It's always going to sit there.
But I think it rocks around while you drive it. You know, our streets in town are horrible, so it really gets mixed up. But
So for me, when it comes to cell phones... I've learned when it comes to technology, you're supposed to turn on your laptop, your cell phone, anything that has a battery, let it drain down all the way to the point where it dies.
And
then you plug
charge.
It in and charge it 100%.
And never leave it on after 100.
Never leave it on after 100.
Here's the thing. I can say, or most of us can probably say that we go to bed, we pop our phone on a charger.
You plug your phone in and it sits at 100 for the rest of the night once it
charges.
While
you're in your sleep.
I know.
So is that what really hurts a battery, or is that just an old wives' tale?
No, it can affect the battery life.
Is it the heat, or what is it?
You're zapping the battery. Like,
can the battery know when it's 100%? I mean, it's called a flipping
smartphone.
I mean, the smartphone is not a flipping phone, but...
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I know where you're going.
It should be able to sense that, okay, I'm 100%. I'm not going to take in any more of this charge.
Yeah.
And just let it... Reject, basically.
But think about it. It's like a lamp, for example.
It's
you
like
plug
a plug
in the lamp,
in the wall.
It's always sending electricity. Yeah.
Right.
So I don't know how you do that. The phone can't jump off the charger, or it can't like
they
reject the electricity being fed to it.
Your phone can do so much.
Yeah.
Why can they not figure that out?
So here's me. When it comes to cell phones, I get nervous and anxious when it drops below 50%.
I get nervous and anxious when your charger's being too slow.
Oh.
I'm at 15%. I got to go somewhere an hour, pop it on the charger, come back, and it's at 21. I'm like, what is going on here? The charger says fast charger. This is not fast.
Yeah,
that's when I go a little ballistic.
So we throw it out to the listeners. What is the lowest you'll let your phone battery go down before you need to find a charger?
Or before you panic.
Or before you start panicking. 353-5934. We'll post it on Facebook as well.